From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Efforts to end chaos in Libya get an international boost. Diplomats from 17 countries and four world bodies meeting in Rome Sunday affirm support for a UN-backed plan to establish a unity government in Libya. Among those attending was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We cannot allow the status quo in Libya to continue. It is dangerous for the viability of Libya. It is dangerous for Libyans. And now, because of the increased presence of Daesh purposefully migrating there, it is dangerous for everyone.
Libya's two rival governments are preparing to sign the unity deal in Morocco Wednesday. An agreed-to communique calls on all parties to accept an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire once that agreement is signed. The meeting comes amid growing international concern over Islamic State presence in the country. A November report by a UN monitoring group said the terror group had up to 3,000 fighters in the North African country, half of them in the coastal city of Sirte. At least two people were killed, several others wounded Sunday in Central African Republic, as voters there cast ballots on a new constitution 2 weeks ahead of delayed presidential and legislative elections that are aimed at ending 3 years of chaos. Threats of violence kept many away from the polls. However, Bangui resident Rodon Yarafa Emmanuel said he was able to vote, saying he was extremely satisfied to fulfill his civic duty. If approved, the new constitution would limit the president to 2 5-year terms, cut the power of the military, and ensure religious freedom. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands more driven from their homes since Muslim Salika rebels briefly seized power in CAR, ousting President Francois Bozizé. This is VOA News. Deadly clashes Saturday into Sunday between soldiers and members of a pro-Iranian Islamic group left at least 12 dead and dozens more wounded in the northeastern Nigerian city of Zaria. The army says hundreds of followers of Islamic movement of Nigerian leader Ibrahim Zakzaki barricaded roads that blocked an army convoy containing the army chief of staff. It said the crowd had dangerous weapons and failed to disperse. An army raid later demolished the group's headquarters and Zakzaki's home. Exit polls in France have projected voters decisively rejected the country's anti-immigrant far-right National Front in Sunday's regional elections. The National Front topped voting in six of the country's 13 regions in the first round a week ago, but exit polls in the second round showed former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his allies clear winners. The Hudson Institute's Ben Haddad is not surprised.
The moment when the socialists decided to withdraw their list from the second round and support the center-right conservative, the Republicans, Sarkozy's political party, it was clear that it would be very complicated for the National Front to win any of the region, to get an absolute majority. The conservatives won most of the regions where the National Front had the chance. But, I mean, it's still clearly a warning for the French political establishment that the National Front to get more than 40%. This is unprecedented in French politics.
National Front leader Marine Le Pen had hoped a victory Sunday would serve as a springboard to launch a 2017 presidential bid. As many as 20 women won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election, open to women voters and candidates. But no final tally has yet been announced. Zubair Iqbal is a Middle East Institute scholar.
The process is very bureaucratic, and the counting is done by hand. Under these circumstances, you will not know the final results for at least 24 hours. At this moment, as far as I can see, it looks like that 19 candidates, women candidates, have been elected. And they've been elected in fairly widely dispersed municipalities. However, what is important to note is that even at 19 or 20, it's still a small number, but it's a landmark.
The late King Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. The United States hailed the election as a historic milestone. In Syria, dozens reported killed following a heavy bombardment of mortar shells in the opposition-held eastern Ghouta region near Damascus. A Russian destroyer opened fire at a Turkish fishing vessel in the Aegean Sea to prevent a collision. The Russian Defense Ministry called the actions by the Turkish vessel provocative. Egypt Monday said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31 crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai that killed 224 people. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.